You're listening to David Matto Radio.
Welcome to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show that teaches you how to become stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and much more. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Matto.
I'm alone. I'm all alone here in New York City, right in the middle of Manhattan. All alone, but it's not what you may think. Hey there, Dr. Dave back with you. Another episode of the David Matto Lifestyle Show. Before I get into the topic of being alone today, I want to just take 30 seconds or so, maybe 20 seconds, real quickly, and tell you that I really appreciate you being a listener, whether you're brand new to me or a long-time listener. I really appreciate you. And it's about time I asked you, my listeners, to go into iTunes if you've not done so yet and like the show and give it a good, honest review if you can. You know, the more likes and the more good reviews I get on iTunes, in the iTunes store, just the better karma it is for the podcast in general. So it'll take you a minute or two. Just go into iTunes, find my show, and give me a review, an honest, good, honest review. And hopefully that'll be good. Hopefully that'll be a great, outstanding review. I think pretty sure I've got all 5 stars. And sorry, we've got a lot of people walking by. If you have been with me for quite some time, you know I do a lot of shows from the middle of Manhattan, so you're used to that. So it's all good. Now, into today's topic. Why am I alone? Well, the reason I am alone here in Manhattan. Is that what I said? Manhattan is because I want to be. I want to be. As great as my life is with my lovely wife, Yoko, and our cat, Boo Boo, as great as it is, and trust me, it really is fantastic, but Dave needs alone time, and I wasn't always comfortable just being alone, just doing things by myself, for myself, with myself, but I will tell you this, when I became comfortable being alone, being with no one else, it was a lifestyle change. It really did change my life because it's hard to put into words, but you know, relationships and your life starts with how happy you are and how confident you are with your own life. And I know a lot of people, especially one person right now that I am coaching, he just doesn't feel comfortable being by himself, so he always has to be with other people, whether it's friends or girlfriends or dates or whatever it might be. Always needs to be with other people, and as his coach, I'm trying to help him with this, and I'm trying to tell him that, hey, look, the day you become super, super comfortable sitting in a restaurant by yourself, getting on a plane by yourself, traveling, walking around a big city by yourself and not having to find other people to be with, but just being by yourself and thinking and listening and doing your thing, maybe studying, whatever it might be, that's the day that will change your life. And I don't need to go into incredible detail about this today. This might be a fairly short show, and that's okay. You know, I've always promised you, I'm going to tell you what I have. I'm not going to stretch it just for the sake of stretching it, making it into a 20-minute show. If this is a 5 or 10-minute show today, that's totally fine. But I want to ask you a question, and I'd like to have you respond to me in some way, whether it's by email, rundrdave@gmail.com. And of course, it's rundrdave, rundrdave@gmail, or catch me on Facebook, or however you get me. I want to ask you a question. Do you feel comfortable being by yourself? But not only comfortable, do you love being by yourself? Some people think that, even if they're married, some people think that, oh, I've got to do everything with my spouse. They were hunking at me. Sorry about that. It was somebody that I guess they thought they knew me. Some people think they need to be doing everything all day, all night with their spouse. You know, if they're doing something, they can't, God forbid they do something on their own. I know a lot of people in that situation. And so the day that you become totally comfortable, not only by yourself, but telling your significant other or whoever it might be that, hey, I just need some alone time. I just need some time to do stuff by myself because that's what I do. And I have no problem telling that to Yoko. She knows that I love spending time in Manhattan by myself. A lot of times it'll coincide with a speaking gig or something like that. And I just happened to be here on Friday speaking in New Jersey. So I figured, okay, I'm going to just take the next couple of days and head into the city and have some fun. And that's what I did. So I try to coincide it with something. But even if I didn't, even if I said to Yoko, hey, look, I need some Dave time. I've been working hard. I've been doing a lot of stuff. We've been doing a lot of stuff together. I just need some time in the city. And she would be totally supportive. So that's very important to have a spouse or a friend or a significant other, whoever it might be, if you're with somebody that would 100% support you on this. Because I know a lot of people that would not. They would look at their spouse and say, no, you can't do that. If you're going, I'm going. Now, let me just ask you, do you think that's a healthy relationship? Do you honestly think that's healthy? If you wanted to do something by yourself and your significant other said, no, I'm doing it with you. We're a couple. We do everything together. I'll tell you, I would not want to be in a situation like that. Absolutely not. Dave needs his alone time. Dave has fun, feels comfortable with his alone time. And I'll continue to get my alone time. And that makes it even better when I'm with Yoko. We have just an awesome time together. I think it really helps. So I'll leave you with that today. Make sure you send me a message, email, whatever it might be, Facebook message, whatever it might be. Send me something. Let me know how you're doing. If you agree with me, if you have your alone time, if it's healthy for you, let me know, because I will tell you something. It is probably one of the most powerful things that I do. Recharging, being alone, having fun. What did I do in New York by myself? I just did a tremendous amount of walking around, eating some good vegan food, exploring the city on foot. Now, yesterday, there was really heavy rain and wind, so I did cheat and took the train a little bit here and there, but it was just raining really, really super hard. But that's what I do. People ask me if I am seeing a show, if I'm going to see a concert, what am I doing, going to theater, whatever it might be. I usually don't. I usually just come up here and just walk around and observe and sample some great food from so many restaurants that have beautiful, beautiful vegan selections up here. It's just, I love it. I love it. I love it. Did I make that clear? I love it. So yes, I'm alone. I'll leave it with you. Tell me, are you alone? Do you like being alone? I'll see you next time. I'm Dr. Dave.
Thanks for listening to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. Please be sure to join us again next week. And remember, you are no longer alone.